Welcome to the I Grow Salons podcast, where I help beauty professionals grow and make more money using Instagram. In today's podcast episode, I'll be discussing how to get more views on your stories. So there are basically three different ways to get additional views on your stories. The first way to get extra views is by tagging your actual location. So by tagging your location on your stories, you're going to show up on the location page or the places page on Instagram. And since not a lot of people actually use the location tag on their stories, it's going to be a lot easier for you to show up than it is when you're using the locations in your newsfeed posts. So on Instagram, keep in mind, less competition on stories means more views for your stories. Versus there's a lot of competition in the newsfeed, so it's going to be a lot harder for you to show up for things like location. The second way is by using hashtags. Same concept as tagging your location, but the difference is you can use up to 10 hashtags in your stories. So test different hashtags to see which ones give you the most views. One thing you can do with your hashtags when you're using like 10 is write them out with the type function on your stories, and you can pinch them really small, like pinch the actual text really small. That way it's not really visible on your stories. The last thing you can do to get more views on your stories is by tagging other users or other businesses, anything that's related to your content. Like, for example, I'm currently working with a restaurant here in Dallas. One of the strategies I use as we were starting the page from scratch was I actually tagged other businesses and local influencers. So reshared their content on our stories. I tagged them. They received a DM notification saying, hey, this restaurant tagged you. What they did is reshared it. Instagram gives them an option in DM to automatically add that content to their stories. So not only did we increase brand awareness, we also increased views on our stories as well. So that's a strategy you can use. Round up, make a list of local businesses that you frequent, local restaurants, local influencers, and interact with them, tag them, mention them, and most likely they're actually going to reshare you and tag your content as well. That pretty much wraps up today's podcast. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, follow me at iGrowSalons. If you find this podcast helpful or useful, please leave me a 5-star review in the podcast store. Thanks for listening.